Hello, and welcome everyone to Stand By Me's podcast series. Stand By Me is a partnership between the United Way of Delaware and the State of Delaware that offers free one-on-one support to Delawareans who want to understand more about their money, make good financial decisions, and achieve their financial goals. Today we're joined by Kevin Gilmore and Heather Baroni from Sussex Habitat for Humanity to talk about the Stand By Me program, how it integrates with Habitat for Humanity's mission and services to the residents of Sussex County, talk a little bit about housing security and some of the factors that are impacting people's ability to purchase and or rent a home in today's economy. So just to get started, could you each introduce yourselves and your title and role within Sussex Habitat for Humanity?
So my name is Kevin Gilmore. I serve as the CEO of Sussex County Habitat for Humanity.
And my name is Heather Baroni, and I have the privilege of serving as our COO of Sussex County Habitat for Humanity.
So let's first talk about Sussex Habitat for Humanity. Can you give me an overview of what the organization's about, its mission, and who you serve?
So the mission is seeking to put God's love in action. Sussex County Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. So that's a canned mission statement, but really speaks volumes to what we're attempting to do, and that's really to bring people together. That's the whole volunteer aspect of what we do, and to build homes, physically build homes that are affordable and can help us achieve our vision of a world where everybody has a decent place to live. And the building of hope is really where Stand By Me is one of the key element in that, where we talk about stability a hope for a better future, right? So financial stability is a big factor, a big part of that. So we've built 160 homes in Sussex County and served over 400 folks through different types of home improvements, energy efficiency upgrades, repairs, accessibility features, things like that. Pre-pandemic, we would mobilize about 2,000 plus people a year to volunteer and come out and build. That number's down a little bit, but starting to climb back up. And we work throughout the county to serve folks through all those different programs. And consequently, we're in our 30th year. So actually, we have our 30th anniversary celebration on June 10th. So it's neat that people for so many years have really supported this work and made it possible.
Historically, how did the partnership between Sussex Habitat and Stand By Me begin?
So naturally, Stand By Me reached out to Sussex County Habitat because, you know, they quote unquote thought that this was a wonderful partnership and a wonderful marriage. And they really saw a benefit and a connection between financial stability and homeownership. We also in Georgetown have a very large Hispanic community. And so we were interested in placing someone who was bilingual to be able to serve both sides of the community to really impact them financially and support affordable homeownership services throughout Sussex. So that has been something that I know has impacted our organization, different hospitals and local communities here. And it's something that's truly been a blessing to our organization, to our clients, and in our community. So we're very thankful for our partnership with Stand By Me.
Let's talk a little bit more about how that partnership actually exists in practice. How does Stand By Me integrate with your current mission and services, and what benefits does it provide to your community that you serve?
So we offer a variety of services and programs, and most notably is our home ownership program. And that's where Stand By Me fit was most obvious when we started, because all of our home buyers go through an education program. And part of that education is financial stability and financial education. So in that front, when we started with Stand By Me, it was pretty obvious that that was a great tie-in to where the coach could help help our home buyers be better prepared to become home buyers. What we quickly found is that by offering the services to the broader community around financial coaching is that it got us into relationships that we may not have been in before. Hmm. So if we're building 10 or 15 houses a year, we have a really strong, powerful relationship with those 10 or 15 home buyers. Sure. But with Stand By Me, we can now have relationships with 250 clients a year because the coach is meeting with all these different folks. And it's really become a feeder system, not just for the coaching, but for other services. So when our coach is meeting with somebody, they might learn that they have a goal of buying a house, and they help them work towards that goal, whether it's one of our houses or maybe it's through another avenue, but they can help them achieve that goal. or they want to do home repairs or something like that. And so a lot of the Stand By Me clients become recipients of other services we have through home improvements or energy efficient upgrades. And it goes the other way too. We may be working on someone's house to do an insulated skirt around the bottom of a manufactured home and find that the client is interested in a financial goal that they want to work towards. And so then the referrals go the other direction too. So there's a lot of referrals between programs that we offer, which make it a really strong, a strong program here.
Interesting. What kind of feedback do you get from individuals that you work with who've benefited from the Stand By Me program placed within Sussex Habitat?
We are really blessed. We have a wonderful financial coach. And just to play off of what Kevin was saying just a minute ago about, you know, relationships that we would have built with clients or with our community, we've also been able to build relationships with other organizations. Stand By Me has a really strong network of coaches and people that are just community supporters and community pillars and leaders. And I feel like before we were all talking, right? And we were all helping each other with all of our common goals and the community goals. But by taking financial coaches and putting them in the multiple institutions throughout the state of Delaware, we started learning about cross-pollinating resources and how we can help benefit each other's organizations. And in turn, those resources became stronger. We were able to share different grant funds and establish different partnerships. So I think when we have a client that comes in-house, one thing that they really enjoy is that we offer so many services, as Kevin was saying earlier, under one roof. So it's not like we're referring them out to another area of Sussex and have to come back and they go somewhere else. They're able to get their largest bang for the buck, per se, under our roof is because, you know, like homeownership services, financial literacy, repairs, all of those different types of things. And I think that in the past, prior to Stand By Me, a lot of clients feel frustrated because they'll go and talk to somebody about financial stability, but they don't know where to go from there. They'll go, okay, you need to do all of these things. And, you know, we're going to refer you over here. And then the referrals just keep going. But Stand By Me has done a really awesome job with having a core component to their network where they'll go, okay, these are all of the services that we can tap into. And they shoot it out to the rest of the state and go, okay, to all of the community leaders and, you know, organizations and financial coaches, here are all of the resources in the state of Delaware. Please offer them to all of your clientele so that everybody feels supported equally throughout the state. And I think that they've done a fantastic job with that and initiating their partnership with 211, because without that, I think that our clients would feel less supported in the state of Delaware than they did prior to. So I think that that's something awesome that they've done.
Are there any memorable or particular success stories that you can think of any individuals that have just really transformed their lives and their financial picture as a result of working with the program?
Yes. Yeah, so prior to having Stand By Me, we would get referrals from other organizations. And like I said, now that we have it in-house, we're able to, two offices away, be able to get a referral if they are interested in the Habitat program, as Kevin was saying earlier, to then apply for our program. The one thing that's really neat is that a lot of clients, because they naturally come in our office, learn a little bit more about the Habitat program and our homeownership opportunities and take advantage of that. So we just recently sold two houses in August, and we're working with several other families right now that are Stand By Me clients that are going through the Habitat program. And it's really interesting to see a lot of couples go from a deplorable housing situation where they may be renting floor space or room space for their entire family and having no financial stability, to then having financial stability, saving up $3,000 to $5,000 for closing costs. And then in addition, entering into our program, being pre-qualified and buying a home. So wow. I think that that is a success story nonetheless, but it's also interesting to see them then pass those tools down to their children. So we've also done youth financial literacy workshops too, where everyone brings their children. It doesn't matter if you are a Habitat, you know, family, or if you're in the community. And then it allows the people that are being impacted by that workshop see Habitat people at the forefront going, you know, this really does work. This model works, coaching works, financial stability works, homeownership works. And so I just think that, again, it's a great partnership, and the community is able to see both sides of that and how successful it is, and that they can too change their financial situation.
Sussex Habitat helps families become homeowners and establish housing security. Stand By Me helps to create financial stability. Mm-hmm. How does housing security, homeownership, and overall financial stability of individuals and families impact the health of the community as a whole?
So we realized a long time ago that we're not going to build our way out of the affordable housing crisis in Sussex County. That we're going to build, and we'll engage a lot of people in addressing the issue of the lack of affordable housing through that services of volunteers coming out to build. And we're going to help a lot of families who end up buying our houses. But the issue is so much broader than what we can do with hammers and nails. And so when you look at financial empowerment, and what Stand By Me brings to this is, first of all, there's the obvious where folks who are stabilizing their financial security and taking control of their finances are in a better position to buy houses or to rent houses. So by getting their own finances in order through Stand By Me, we are seeing clients that are now able to rent a better apartment or a better house. And we're even seeing folks who are going on to buy houses. So there might be a year where we sell 12 Habitat houses and our financial coach tells us that 14 of our clients bought houses elsewhere. And that's just a really great way to exponentially help the community. So that's where we see a really natural relationship to Stand By Me helping to further our goals is supporting homeownership throughout the county. But also I think that just helping the county in general where folks who are just in a better position for a better quality of life.
And I would think that the more that these kinds of things exist in the community, the more that it starts to transition some of the no, I can't to yes, I can, because there are resources available for me. And that to me would just seem to bring the whole community up.
Right. Yeah, I think that gets at the whole idea of hope that comes. That's part of our mission statement.
Yeah.
You know, this idea of hope is that changes the mentality from that no, I can't to the yes, I can. That there are services and resources out there that can help me get where I want to go. And I think, you know, just by virtue of asking a client, what are your goals? Not everybody has that question in their life, and just that is a seed of hope that there's a possibility for me to change my future. Mm-hmm. And whether it's ends up being through the Habitat program or through any of the number of referrals that our coach has at her disposal through the whole Stand By Me network. You know, it's just really exciting that we're now interacting with hundreds of people a year to instill that seed of hope. Whereas before Stand By Me, it was a dozen or so people a year with life-changing results. But it's just so fun to see so many people in a better place as a result of this program.
Yeah. And it's also interesting, too, to see the community, local businesses, other organization have like a buy-in. So we're, like Kevin said before, we may have been changing like 12 to 50 lives a year. And now we're going into apartment complexes and offering a large financial workshop to all of the residents, which could be over 100 people. You know, we're going into like poultry plants and different businesses and organizations and saying, okay, you know, Heather and Paula, Kevin, can Sussex County Habitat for Humanity come in and educate all of our new employees during their onboarding systems? So it continues to flourish, and the partnership and the buy-in from the community continues to flourish. And I think that our future and Stand By Me's future is so bright because it's never ending. Everyone will always need housing. Everyone will always need financial stability. And that's not going anywhere, especially in the market that we have right now. And so it's awesome to see people coming, you know, and supporting that cause and staying behind community. So very important.
And there's a huge generational aspect to this, too. And this I see throughout all the work that Stand By Me does, regardless of the program almost, is that when you're empowering and educating, you might be working with parents, but the kids are going to see that example. Mm-hmm. And it starts to shift the kind of the bleak outlook that some might have because they can only see a particular cycle continuing, this almost helps to break that cycle because you're introducing it to a number of different levels. And one of you said something about a generational aspect, but do you see that in the work that you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. Also, too, one thing that was interesting that, like I said, we have a huge Hispanic community here and where our organization is located in Georgetown. And so we also not only see the generational aspect, we also see a cultural aspect.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of multi-generational households in downtown Georgetown. So as you were saying earlier, Matt, that, you know, if one is engaging in financial stability, you know, they take that information, that resource home, and then boom, the whole family is then educated. And then it's basically their buy-in and their trust factor to go, okay, well, let me reach out to them. If you're doing it, I know that I can do that too. And, you know, we can do it as a family. And the generational aspect is really interesting because before we didn't do youth financial literacy workshops, we purely did one-on-one financial coaching more with adults and workshops and information sessions more so with adults. But once we started doing the adults bringing the youth, then the adults and the children were able to learn together. And so they were really able to reinforce the things that they learned at home because they were both going through the same dynamic at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that was something that we hadn't really engaged with before, but was something that because of this partnership, we were able to do that. And they have a great time. And again, the community leaders, churches get behind it. And, you know, kids make piggy banks and save all kinds of money, and the churches contribute to their savings and do starter savings. And it just, you know, educating children at a really young age also too forces the parents to get engaged because they think it's fun and exciting. And so it's really interesting to be able to see that, you know, trickle across generations.
And I'm glad you brought up the cultural aspect of things, because I've heard a few times in conversations with others around the Stand By Me program that there are different cultures deal with finances differently. And the Latino population in particular seems hesitant to have open conversations about finance amongst their families and their communities. Do you find that there's a difference there? Do you find that there's more of a barrier to reaching them? And what helps break down that barrier?
So specifically with our Latino community, so we have a large community of Haitian Creole and also a large Latino community here in Sussex. And specifically for the Latino community, we find that a lot of the couples come in together. And so they want to be counseled and coached together. And they don't want to do that individually or separated. Mm-hmm. Okay. Culturally speaking, they typically like to come in and meet one-on-one face-to-face and not do something virtually or over the phone. They want that that interaction, that trust factor. And they also do not want the children to be there because, you know, that is an adult conversation. And so Paula, who is bilingual, has such a great relationship with our community. And it's so interesting to be able to see her and teach us and a lot of our staff how to navigate those conversations with different cultures. And I know that we've learned a lot, not only from our community, but from her. And, you know, navigating those conversations looks very different now than it used to. And so she's taught us a lot about that. But the conversations aren't hard. They're just like any other conversation that you have. I think with any conversation, when you're starting with working with the family, it's basically just, you know, getting to know that person and getting to know what their goals are and what they're going through in life. And realizing, as Kevin was saying earlier, that there's an empowerment piece. You know, the whole point of empowering somebody is not to sit on the other side of them and go, these are all the things that you should do. It should be, you know, what are your goals? What are you interested in, or your family's goals? And how can we get you on that journey to reach all of those things? So yeah, it's an important conversation. Our community here, our Latino community, has really embraced it. And they do not hesitate. We have hundreds and hundreds of Latino clients. Actually, the majority of the clients that we have are Latino. So over like almost 80% of clients are Latino, and more than half of them are bilingual or speak Spanish. And so, like I said, Paula just has a really strong anchor in the community, and we're really incredibly blessed to have her and their relationship.
With people who are working in nonprofits, there's a lot of passion behind it as well. What do you each find most inspiring about doing the work that you do?
I love the people that I interact with on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So it's really fascinating to me because it's a job where you interact with all segments of society. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon to do a recruitment session at a poultry place or something like that. And then go out on the job site and volunteer and say hi to everybody who's from a local company who's volunteering that day. And then to have a chamber event with a bunch of business owners in the evening. And just the whole gamut of society mm-hmm. comes together through Habitat. And people are kind of predisposed to being positive when they do something with us. So it's a very uplifting environment to serve in. And I've always called this a service, not a job. So I serve with Habitat and it's just part of my DNA to give back. And I've been fortunate to find a career that allows me to thrive professionally, but also knowing that somehow I'm helping the community be a better place.
I always find that so lucky. I found Habitat a little bit later. I've been with Habitat for about 7 years and came from a nursing background. And I have no idea how I got started on this journey, but I tell everybody the first week that I started, I just knew that this is my life's work. Like I'm staying here. Like I love it. Our culture, we talked about culture earlier. Culture is very huge to me. I didn't have a whole lot of that when I was growing up. And so coming to serve here every single day and see the culture that we work in, see the culture in our community, is really loving. It's just, like Kevin said, everybody picks up a hammer or a nail or a conversation or helps those in need. And, it's just good fellowship. And, it doesn't take long to realize that, the community is blessed for people and servants to bless them, but we're the ones that are even more blessed because they bless us by allowing us to do this every single day. Yeah. So, I know it's very rare to wake up every morning and go to work and do something that you really love. So I know that I'm incredibly, incredibly lucky for that. And I don't think that there's anyone here that takes that for granted. So,
well, that's one of the big secrets of service is how much the person that's serving gets out of it, out of being of service to the community.
Yeah.
Anything else that either of you would like to add, either thoughts about Stand By Me and the benefit that it provides to the community, or back on the topic of housing security?
I was just going to add on housing insecurity. Certainly the pandemic has drawn our attention to the importance of home, right? So a lot of us spent a couple months in a house, in the same house, not going anywhere. And for some of us, that was a joyous place to be. But for a lot of people, it was not. Yeah. And it really, I believe the pandemic really heightened our attention to the importance of a home that is safe, that is secure, that is healthy. And those are all hallmarks of what we do with Habitat for Humanity. We want everybody in the world to have a safe, decent, healthy place to live. So just coming out of the pandemic, it's really heightened our awareness, but also the awareness, I think, of our entire society about how important home is. And then in the markets where we are right now, the housing market is booming, which is good if that's your industry, but it's not good if you're just an average resident who's looking for a decent, affordable place to live. So buying a new house is out of reach for folks who are making even a modest wage. And I think it's also brought the issue to the forefront in our community because young professionals can't afford housing right now. So folks who grew up here can't afford to live here if they're trying to come back. They went to school, they got a good job, and they come back and the housing markets are just really elevated right now. The other thing is, not only is it expensive to live in this area of Delaware, there's also not the inventory out there. So even if you had enough money to pay what going rents are, you can't find a place to rent. So it's really compounded the issue. And I think it's brought the issue into the forefront. A lot of employers around here, the service industry is a big industry with restaurants and the beaches and hospitality. And they're having trouble starting to find employees because their employees don't have a place to live that's near work. So this, the housing instability, I think, has become a societal conversation. And I hope that there's a societal response and it's not just nonprofits like us tackling this going forward. But really, we all need to embrace this and figure out a path forward.
Yeah. And Stand By Me is a huge part of that. So, I mean, when we first brought Stand By Me on in 2017, we automatically knew that we were in seeing instant gratifications with our clients. So when they were coming in and we were kind of tag teaming with them of providing like financial counseling, coaching, you know, the empowerment piece of it, we automatically wanted to see their credit scores increase. We wanted to be able to see that they could afford more money, better job opportunities, housing stability, all of those types of things. But I think more so now, because of all the things that Kevin just said, is that when we're working with our clients, they can't afford not to find additional employment or increase their employment or find affordable rents. We're working with a lot of families right now that are displaced during the pandemic that are increasing their financial stability and increasing their job opportunities, but they don't have anywhere to go. So more so now from the pandemic, from the start to now, we're working with so many clients right now with not only, again, increasing their employment, increasing their financial stability, increasing credit scores so that they can get on 2-year waiting lists for affordable rentals. But more so just trying to find and connecting them with resources so they can live somewhere until we're able to find a housing solution for them. So I think it's definitely taken a shift, a priority shift. From the pandemic to now, about how we serve our clients and what the needs are right now versus what they were initiated in 2017.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time and being a part of this. And thanks so much for all the great work that you do in serving residents of Sussex County and Delaware and trying to help build a better community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's podcast has been brought to you by the United Way of Delaware, the state of Delaware, and by our generous partners and donors. For more information, visit www.standbyme.org or facebook.com/standbymedelaware. If you are in need of emergency food assistance, Delaware 211 is the state's referral hotline. Dial 211 or 1-800-560-3372 or text 898-211 or visit www.delaware211.org.